It's Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019, and this is What's the Point? This week on the show, federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh promises that, if elected, he'll build a much-needed hospital in Brampton. What would Doug Ford have to say about that? And is the very notion perhaps too local to begin with? To discuss it, Sam Graywall, Rick Drennan, Joel Whitnable, Mansoor Tanweer, and Isaac Kellum. Now here's Isaac Kellum.
Joel and I went along to the announcement outside Brampton Civic, and there was a certain amount of surprise within the media at the announcement. There was a certain amount of confusion as well, and one of the first questions naturally posed by journalists after he'd finished the announcement was, you can't really do that, can you? And Jagmeet Singh was pretty... He gave the same answer to the same question two or three times, as kind of happens at these events, and it was very much, the federal government has the right to put the funding up, and then the province has the right to has to take them up on it, was where he was going with it. And his argument was that no province in their right mind would deny federal funding for much-needed infrastructure, regardless of whether the Ford administration has been known for cuts and is looking to balance budgets. If money was put up specifically to build a hospital in Brampton, his argument was just that no responsible federal provincial government, would step away from that money and say no.
Yeah, and I think that that's sort of Singh's ploy a little bit, that this is, as much as some people may see it as a bit of a vote pandering attempt, because the federal government doesn't have the full jurisdiction to fund a hospital. The issue is at crisis levels. There's people being treated in closets, in waiting rooms, in pretty much any space that they could find in Brampton Civic. And so put all that other stuff aside in terms of, you know, who can fund what. When you have a politician, a political leader who comes and he says, I'm going to get this done if you elect me, a lot of people in Brampton, especially Brampton East, where the NDP are currently seeing their strongest polling numbers, which I believe was Jagmeet Singh's old riding when he was a provincial politician, you can bet that these people are paying attention to that issue.
Yeah, you know, Joel, I agree with you. I think he's touched on something that's very important. I mean, nobody knows more about healthcare system than I do over the last couple of years. I was at Civic Hospital. I had a triple bypass surgery, you know, and it just, I appreciate what a great healthcare system we have in this country. But it's a passionate argument that people really want to jump on board with. And if you look at the midterm elections down in the United States, it was all about healthcare, right? The federal government, you know, people want to make that argument. And I think that he has jumped aboard at the right time. I mean, you know, they're wallowing in the polls anyway. You might as well bring up an issue like this, because for Canadians, it's very important to them. And of course, Isaac, you know about that. The national healthcare system in the UK was one of the big questions about how is that going to be affected by Brexit. So people are passionate. And I think that it's certainly not doing him any harm by bringing up the issue.
The federal government does have a little bit of power here in terms of being able to help. Voters should not view this as a pipe dream. It's a promise that he's making. And if he is elected, it's a promise that he could technically fulfill, because the federal government does have the power to get in there and help Brampton get this done, which is something, as we've clearly laid out, they desperately need. And political leaders like Patrick Brown, Bonnie Crombie, they've been calling for further investment in healthcare in their two cities for some time, and ongoing right now, the city of Brampton, led by Patrick Brown and the council, have a petition, their Fair Share for Brampton, where they're literally calling on the provincial government more, but also the federal government, to further invest in healthcare in the city. But as I was saying, Mansoor, if you want to get into, I think that there are some interesting aspects in terms of what the federal government can do here to help.
Wanted to make one point on that, Joel, quickly, which is something I've talked about a little bit in an article, which I think is coming out in the next couple of days, is the idea that Jagmeet Singh as Prime Minister is, I think, a pipe dream. But the idea of the NDP having the power to form a coalition with Brampton East, for example, as one of those seats isn't a pipe dream. And in that situation, I think it's important for voters to realise that, say, Saranjeet Singh is elected in Brampton East and he's one of 15, maybe 20 NDP candidates who can go into coalition with either the Conservatives or the Liberals. Making that hospital promise part of that coalition deal is the sort of promise that they need to keep to the people of Brampton.
the federal government has long been in the business of funding health care. The federal transfer payments to provinces, for example, in 2017, 2018, the budget included about $36 billion with a B that went from the federal government just under the healthcare portion of the transfer payments. $36 billion went to the provinces. And that absolutely can include funding that the provinces then allocate for the construction of hospitals. So I don't think we should get too hung up on the semantics of the mechanism. We know that the federal government, if it has the will, there are other granting envelopes that can be used. And like I said, you've got the transfer payments, which include the health transfer in the tune of billions of dollars. Of course, it does ultimately come, you know, it falls to the province to then determine how it's going to allocate that funding. But the federal government can clearly advocate and make its case, for example, that, hey, you know what? Brampton needs a new hospital. And attached to this amount, we expect a hospital in Brampton. It's going to be allocated by the province. We've provided funding that can be used for it. Then there needs to be some politicking that goes on, a little bit of horse trading, right? Your local politicians, your local representatives in Queen's Park, perhaps working in conjunction with your local MPs, they need to do their job. And part of that is lobbying, you know, horse trading and other things that politicking is all about. So we need to get the right candidates elected. They need to understand what mechanisms can be used. And if Jagmeet Singh wants to commit to getting a new hospital built, well, there's more than enough means at the federal level to help get that done.
Well, it would be nice to know, Stan, about those 11 candidates in Mississauga and Brampton, where they stand on these kind of issues. You know, they never come out and say anything. I mean,
44, you know, 11 ridings, 44 candidates in those two cities.
Sure.
Oh, well, and 44 would just be four parties, assuming the NDPs and the Greens fill up their slate. But yeah, we need to know there's dozens and dozens of candidates in these two cities trying to get a vote come October 21st. And you're right, Rick. I'm blind. I don't know what their platforms are. I haven't heard them respond to whether it's healthcare and the healthcare crisis in Brampton, public safety and crime, another area that we need to be talking about in terms of the top of mind issue. The Pointer did a survey last year. We commissioned Forum Research, one of the most reliable surveying polling companies in the country. We commissioned Forum last year to do a survey of Brampton. What was the number one issue? Granted, it was ahead of the municipal election, but the number one issue, crime. And I can guarantee you, just check the news lately. The federal government, again, has a lot of power. It has a lot of mechanisms, funding envelopes, granting opportunities to help with preventative measures in terms of, you know, youth programs, frontline funding in terms of giving police forces the modern resources that they need to fight crime, to prevent crime, all kinds of other things that the federal government can do. The question is, do these candidates plan on getting some of that money? Do they even know about these programs? Have they put this on their platforms? Are they speaking to the voters about what the voters want them to talk about?
Well, let me ask you a question. I'll send this around the table. I mean, you're sitting at home, you're having your double martini after dinner, and you see...
Wait, what household do you live in?
Wow. Okay, a triple martini.
Apparently, like, you still live in the madman world.
Yeah, right. So, okay, so you see the violence in the streets, you see people, dead bodies being taken to the morgue. You see people struggling with their health care, blah, blah, blah. I mean, do you think of what jurisdiction this falls under? No. You're thinking about your family. You're thinking about your kids. You're thinking about your own house and how it's going to affect you. And so I think that's what more politicians have to do. They have to bridge that divide.
So the elephant in the room regarding, I think, your point is Doug Ford, right? If Doug Ford is this premier of Ontario who's, you know, just determined to screw Brampton, and I'm not going to get into why, I think it's kind of quite, you know, there's a lot of awareness out in the public, or at least speculation and innuendo and rumor as to what his problem with Brampton is, but I'm not going to get into that. We can just look at his actions. You know, he's the guy who made sure his party killed a bill that was put forward by Andrea Horvath and her NDP party in Queen's Park in the fall. It called for the provincial budget, the 2019 budget, to include funding for a new hospital in Brampton. The PCs under Ford killed it. We know that he's done a lot of other things to harm Brampton. So it's in his actions we know that he poses an obstacle. But again, whether it's Jagmeet Singh, Justin Trudeau, Andrew Scheer, Elizabeth May, or whomever, Maxime Bernier, whoever's sitting in that prime minister's seat after October 21st, part of the job is figuring out, how do you deal with a guy like Doug Ford? How do you work with him? How do you create a circumstance politically where it's going to be impossible to Doug Ford to give the people of Brampton what they need? Remember, Brampton has half, I repeat, half the number of hospital beds as the Ontario average, right? This is a human safety issue. This is a public health issue. We're talking about lives, people dying. If Doug Ford can't figure it out, well, then you know what? A federal leader, a prime minister, I'm sure they can come up with strategies to make Doug Ford pay for that.
Doug Ford can argue that, you know, 42 or 44% of our budget goes to healthcare. We just simply can't afford to do that.
Yeah, but Brampton hasn't received their 42 or 44% share of that. Remember, you guys, we have to understand something, and I have to applaud Mayor Brown, Patrick Brown. I really have to, you know, kudos to him. I've been saying it for years. The Pointer has been saying it long before, you know, I think anyone else has really been pushing this, but it drives me crazy. You know, even at my, you know, during my career at the Star, and I used to report on fair share funding constantly. Like, let's remember, Brampton, Mississauga, we pay the same provincial and federal taxes as everyone else. We're going to get into it in another separate show that Joel's going to lead, a segment on infrastructure funding, but it's the same thing. Remember, the healthcare dollars, those transfer payments I was talking about, the money that's allocated by the provincial government in the annual budget, it comes from provincial, and in the federal case, federal taxes that are paid by who? Brampton taxpayers, Mississauga taxpayers, at the same rate as people in other jurisdictions across the province and across the country who are getting way more bang for their buck for the same tax dollars that Brampton and Mississauga is contributing.
Well, I think that the issue of a new hospital for Brampton also raises questions about the NDP nationally. It casts, I think, aspersions on their campaign at a federal level, but it also points out how important Brampton in particular is to this campaign. And you could see the fact that Jagmeet Singh was in Brampton on the second day of the campaign to announce an issue which affected nobody outside, basically of five ridings out of 338. I think that really illustrates how much they are gunning, particularly for Brampton East, as Joel has mentioned in the past, but also the fact that they see Brampton as seats they can win in an election where they are realistically at risk of losing official party status. And they really, one issue that Jagmeet Singh spoke to me about after the event and also spoke during his general presentation about was they're really going after the five incumbent Liberal MPs' reputations, broken promises to Brampton. And again, those are messages which aren't going to resonate nationally in the same way. A general comment about Justin Trudeau's broken promises would resonate, I think, across the country, but specifically talking about the lack of funding for infrastructure, which Joel is very big on, for example, that Brampton hasn't received, is definitely a play just for the Brampton seats. And I think it begs the question, has Jagmeet Singh and the NDP given up on any real national campaign of significance, and are they trying to plug some of the gaps by winning one or two Brampton ridings?
And that very well could be the case. I mean, he could have given up nationally and just focused on Brampton. But I would also like to add that he could be thinking very strategically here. I mean, he has name recognition within Brampton. He used to be the MPP for Bramley Gore Malton. So he has a brand recognition. His voice is going to carry far within the ridings of Brampton. So why not play to that? I think he's thinking very strategically here. But you have raised a valid point. The issues he's raising don't travel far outside of Brampton. So what is he hoping to accomplish here?
You know, I don't want to rain on your parade here, but studies have shown that people vote for the leader of the party. They don't vote locally, especially at a federal election. And it's ironic that we get the biggest percentage of vote in the federal election, and they don't really care about the local issues. So he may be going down a rabbit hole here. We don't know. I mean, he could turn 5 seats over into Brampton. We could see something like that.
I think it's also worth pointing out that this isn't necessarily a bad thing for Brampton. We, as the pointer, have yet to have the chance, I think, to pose these questions to Trudeau and to Scheer, but he has put a Brampton issue on the table at a federal election, and he's made it something which we can now talk about. I don't think it's necessarily that campaign on the second day coming to Brampton. I don't think that's a bad thing for Bramptonians, whether they vote Liberal, NDP, or Conservative. I think it means that Brampton's problems, and the hallway healthcare crisis is a huge problem in the city. I think it's put them on the federal stage, which I think, regardless of who wins these 5 ridings, is probably a good thing for the people of Brampton and their representation in Ottawa, regardless.
Out on the wall, sounds of banging, it's constant coming from your head. In desperate, the calls came then ringing from those who want to ring your neck.
I think the sort of underscore issue, or maybe one that the NDP is kind of hinting at but really hasn't taken the barbs out yet, is that they're going after, obviously, the Brampton seats, and they're highlighting the things that Brampton needs, which on the flip side of that coin attacks the reputations of the 5 incumbent Liberals, because essentially they're saying Brampton needs these things, and these 5 Liberals who have been in the majority government for the past 4 years haven't delivered them for you. And I think that that's, for one, probably a smart move, because it is, on to a certain extent, correct, because there's not much in the way of federal investment, especially in healthcare and other certain things, especially infrastructure, that the federal government has really left Brampton behind. And that's, I think, the NDP aren't blind to that at this point.
Yeah, and of course, as journalists, right, we always want to juice up that election to have an issue that people would be passionate about. So it's something that is interesting to follow and see how it will play itself out in the end. But I think that, as I said earlier, I think maybe going down the rabbit hole, trying to localize things too much, I think it is a case of him showing some real desperation there.
Goes back to what Isaac said before, right? I think that he realizes the poll numbers aren't there, and he's going after the areas that they feel they have the biggest chance of winning. And I think that Brampton is one of those areas. But the question that I want to ask you guys, I think this will get a little bit of discussion. So we've got Jagmeet Singh promising this new hospital for Brampton, and clearly it's getting a lot of attention, and, you know, it's clearly a very popular idea. Will we see the Liberals and the Conservatives making the same promise?
I don't think so. I just think that they are so focused on the national question that they don't want to get down the weeds into communities like Brampton. And we've seen that from the response of the local candidates. I mean, this is like the invisible men and women. They're elected, and you don't see them 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden they're back looking for their vote and they're discussing all these issues. Where were they for the last 4 or 5 years? Where were they discussing the problems with the hospital or healthcare here in Brampton? We should have heard from the federal officials here, the MPs from Brampton. Where do you stand on this? I know it's a provincial jurisdiction, but certainly they have something to say and they should be fighting for healthcare here in Brampton.
Well, that's what they were elected to do.
And that's what they were elected to do. So sure, yeah, let's hear from them.
This week's hosts were Sam Graywall, Rick Drennan, Joel Witt-Nabel, Mansoor Tanweer, and Isaac Callum. Music from Steve Forbert with Lucky, Jewels and the Polar Bears, Good Reason, and Our Swords from Band of Horses. I'm Jeff Chalmers. Hey, thank you for listening. See you next time.